Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I am so grateful that you prefer to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for caring to be present. And I pray that you are always inspired and motivated to donate to WRFG for what you're receiving, and that you are caring to apply the truth that your spirits are registering into your life, so that your life becomes ever more of all of that that you would have it be. But also, I am here to remind us that we are always so blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. But there is a need for us to consciously care, to really cultivate and develop ourselves, to invest in ourselves, to liberate at the cellular level so that we have the opportunity to live greater lives in the fullness of ourselves, as opposed to our just living and working and eating and sleeping and basically dying our lives, as opposed to exalting the fullness of the gifts and the blessedness of our being as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent and ever-present, always pervasively filling all spaces. And for our knowing that in this now moment, as other ones are gearing up and working their plans and planning for us to fail, we have to consciously care to do everything that is truly in our own best interest, to stand up, to raise up, to consciously care, to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that it is okay and it is all right and it is very necessary for us to function supremely intelligently, to know that that is our gift. And we will never have a greater time than the now to self-actualize, self-realize, be harmonized in the will of existence, to exalt a full effort in our living so that we are literally taking responsibility to reverse the issues that are crystallizing in our tissues, that we care to really represent the lineages that we have come through in the establishment of this eternal order. And to know that there's nothing that we can gain from working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, except sickness, illness, and disease, because there is absolute law. And the absolute law is that we should be consciously caring to fulfill destiny, to master ourselves, our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, to truly do that which is consistent with the will of existence in the progression of us as a planetary people, as a humanity of people, but on behalf of Mother Earth and all of her creatures. And to see that people are just building and building and building tighter and tighter and tighter in smaller spaces, but up higher and higher and higher without doing anything to really strengthen the foundations, the infrastructures, to come to a point and place where we realize that there are those who have combined their resources and money to make more money, but without the thought of what is best. And those who do not care to do everything they can to create a greater wellness, a greater wholeness, will skip steps, compromise, and end up creating more devastation. And so there is wisdom in caring to be able to respond correctly and directly in this now moment as intelligences of existence, and to know that our right alignment with life, with light, with truth, and the commitment to add unto the wholeness, the wellness, the healing of everything and everybody is going to create a much greater wealth and a much greater prosperity than taking advantage of just a capitalistic opportunity to invest in things for money's sake without consciously caring to add to the richness and the wealth of Mother Earth, her creatures, and particularly the populace of the planet. Because there is absolute law that governs life and there's absolute law that governs wealth and prosperity, then it matters that those of us who really care to truly walk in the opulence and the abundance of wealth and richness, that we are investing in ourselves and ourselves without creating sickness, illness, and disease. Because we will never have a wealth that is greater than ourselves. And we see how people go for the money, and there's nothing wrong with the money. Money is what it is. It's just how we use it or misuse it that really matters. And sometimes we see that the more money people have, the more money they waste, the more money they have, the more self-destructive they become. And that's why the wisdom would have us invest in the wealth of ourselves first, to prioritize, so that we are cultivating the wealth of our youth and our children. We are consciously caring to develop their talents, their skills, and their abilities to really be on the process, in the process of conscious unfoldment and maturation, as opposed to supporting them and being on the path of adulteration. We've all been there. We know what that is. To come to a point and place where our hearts become heavy because of the guilt, the shame, the blame, the violations, the misuse, the abuse. And our now moment requires us to shift our focus so that we are ensuring the progression of us as a people, that we are ensuring the healing, the wholeness, that we are contributing to the healing of the planet, to Mother Earth, her creatures, to come to a point and place where we are not complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with those agendas that are not in the best interest of anything or anybody. And capitalism could possibly work much better if the people themselves would not be complicit with their own cellular oppression, so that we can outthink the thought that it's all right to provide substances for consumption for children, for pubescents, adolescents, maturing ones, elders, and whatnot that have absolutely nothing that the body truly needs. No substance, no life force, nothing that the body needs. And to invest so much money in the psychological manipulations and behavior modification that puts people in a position where they feel as though undermining themselves is fun. And that they're not having a good time unless they are undermining themselves and their self. We're in a now moment that requires us to really have an understanding and an understanding that the greatest prosperity and wealth comes with the richness of life in the substance of our relationships, our interactions, our loving and being loved and cared for and respected and validated and treasured and cherished, that there is something much more that we should be applying ourselves to than just materiality, sensuality, sexuality, gluttony, and those things that undermine our whole lives and possibly compromise our afterlives and our eternal lives, to be in a now moment where it matters to us to stand on behalf of life, to celebrate this now moment where we have the opportunity to cast off all of the yokes of oppression, to stand and consciously care to facilitate our own liberation, and not to wait on government, not to wait on education, not to wait on the churches, not to wait for anybody, but to claim our rights and our responsibility and our ability to respond right now in this now moment on behalf of life itself, to really breathe ever more deeply, to understand that we are taking in the very life force of existence itself that beats our hearts and breathes us, that charges us, that gives us the capacity to tap into the unseen realm so that we are able to bring forward the support of our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to come under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place and space where we are walking companioned and in the company of angels of light, to be in a place and space where we are being whispered to, we are being cultivated, we are standing and living on behalf of our mutual and collective resurrection as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is supremely present. And as we are embracing the reality of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as the way we really prosper and the way we are able to flip the script, to be in a mindset where we're tapped into the infinity of possibilities and we are coming forward with the solutions to the problems and the answers to the questions and facilitating the greater healing and wholeness that is necessary because of this pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, violation, molestation, rape, pedophilia, pornography, and all of the ills that put us in a place and space where humanity's and humankind's lives hang in the balance, because there is no way to truly be continued in existence where there is no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And we've taken for granted that no matter what we do, that our outcome will be the same. And we're seeing the evidence of so many ones passing away from heart attacks and strokes and accidents and things because they were not as conscious and conscientious about caring for themselves and their cells. We are under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and food has become the tool of oppression, and then the weapons of mass destruction are the sugar and the alcohol and the tobacco and the artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame laden, all of these things that literally poison and rob the body temple of its treasures and its wealth and its richness and the integrity and high ethic and morality and sensibility and ingenuity and creativity and gifts and skills of those ones who dwell in the temples as the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. We are in a place where we need to be redeemed and to come to that place where redemption is something that we apply ourselves to so that we can be completely cleared and cleansed of the memory of the violations, the taintedness that comes, the low self-esteem and the fear and doubt and inconsistency and contradictions and hypocrisy that undermine our true success in establishing firmly our faith and confidence in knowing how to think and how to work the laws that govern us. And so there's so much time that we spend in generating income without consciously caring to truly spend the quality of time in resubstantiating the mind and the presence and the capacity for thought and the understanding and the understanding of how to work and be in harmony with the laws that govern life. And to see that people will work and work and work and work and work and have less and less and less and less of themselves as a result of it because they did not get quiet and get still and feed themselves, feed their spirits, feed their minds, consciously care to be harmonized with the soul. The capacity that we have been given for thought, for literally seeing, imagining that which is fulfillment of our desires and needs, our consciously caring to lift our voices and open our hearts and to tap into the reality that we do dwell in the infinity of possibilities, and there truly is nothing that we cannot accomplish. When we care to be harmonized in the ways of existence, the laws of existence, the light and the truth of ourselves. And to know that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where the churches, the educational institutions, the socialization of cultures, the governments, everything is co-conspirating against the well-being of the people. And they say, oh, well, they do that for the money. And I'm saying, well, if they were truly about money, if they were truly about wealth, if they were truly about richness, they would not be launching a campaign of genocide and depopulation against the planet and its people. If you truly care to prosper, and why go through the trouble of building and building and building so much more and so much more when you have generations that are dying younger and younger? And so there's a lot that is going on in this now moment, and we give thanks for all of those who are the light bearers and truth-sayers and those ones who care to respond correctly and directly in this now moment by exalting a full effort and a full life's urge. Taking the time to realize the reality of the eternity and timelessness, taking the time to be centered, to get still, to master oneself and one's thoughts and one's energies and one's desires, and to really fill our day-to-day lives with love and laughter and harmony and peace, and consciously caring to be poised in the reality of dwelling in the presence and as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That is the true substance of all there is. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. It's designed us perfectly. an our now moment to claim the perfection of our being. So that we are able to be healed. And this is where wisdom truly starts, in this now moment. No matter how old you may be chronologically in years, the spirit that dwells as our reality and the intelligence that animates us and that is all around us is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should be living and thinking and consciously caring to be able to respond correctly in any and every now moment. As citizens of the cosmic, as conscious immortals, as those who are tapped in, tuned in, and always turned up and turned on to absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as our way to triumph over situations and circumstances, conditions and whatnot, to be in a place where we are always knowing the absolute reality, and in the absolute reality, we all have exactly what we need right now with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that which is truly essential for our lives, we already have it. It's being provided consistently without charge. And so to participate in a system of capitalization where you have the opportunity to undermine that which beats your heart, to undermine that which breathes you, to undermine your inheritance, your heritage, to disregard and disrespect the integrity of the lineages that you represent, and to ignore the responsibility to truly represent those lineages that we have come through. And when we find that people are careless with themselves, then there is devastation that comes. So dealing with a planet of devastated people, spiritually devastated, mentally devastated, emotionally devastated, then you have the opportunity to create so much devastation. So it does matter that we each are consciously caring to show up and enhance the substance of our own being, and to literally add unto ourselves from the wellspring of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that we can tap into, so that we are able to facilitate our liberation and our resurrection as a humanity of people, that we are able to harmonize with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are literally qualifying for continuance in existence in light of and in spite of all of the efforts towards depopulation and genocide. We are in a now moment where it matters what we are standing for, what we're living for, what we do on a daily basis in our best interest and in the best interest of the wholeness of ourselves, our children, our families. Because nothing makes sense if we don't care to fulfill the purposes of being on the planet in self-actualizing, self-realizing, harmonizing with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are leaving the planet having qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals, being birthed into the spirit worlds as embryonic gods and goddesses, because we took the time to truly harmonize with the will of existence, the love of being directly, to get our hearts as light as feathers, to literally be bathed in the salvation and the deliverance that is available to us by virtue of how we focus our thought and our mind on things that are exalted thoughts, so that we are able to walk an exalted walk regardless of how low we've been and dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation. We can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified from defilement, from our mistakes, from our misgivings, from all of the mischievousness and all of the things that we were socialized to feel entitled to experience because we didn't know what else to do. We didn't have a better example. And cleaning ourselves up after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of violation in the blood from feeding off of carcasses that was saturated with chemicals, nitrates and nitrites and all matters of synthetics and these things that literally are concentrating and saturating and contraindicating in our brain, in our tissues, in our organs, in our glands, creating the cancers and the lupus and all of the diseases that are affecting our nervous system and our capacity for true liberation, because it is very difficult to hold the proper thought and mindfulness when we are not well and when we are filled with fear and doubt and trepidation and inhibition, and we continue to listen to those who have no clue, and then those ones of us who are coming forward with answer and solution that are really very simple, then you are hemming and hawing about it, dragging your feet to do what's truly in your own best interest and submitting to surgery and butchery and sorcery and all of the pharmacology and all of these things. So we're in a now moment where you are being urged and encouraged to care, to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to come to that place and space where you would prefer to be whole and well and wealthy in the resubstantiation of your own personal presence and the integrity of who you are as this point of the presence of God in that temple that is your body, where you dwell and where you live and where you meet God, and where you commune with God, and where you come to be able to hear the voice of God and to move with the hand of God. We are in a now moment where this is not about religion, and it is not about anything other than how we can become a restored people to get beyond all of the sickness and the degradation and the alcoholism and the drug addictions and the sex addictions and all of the things that wear away and put us in a place where we forget who we are, what we are, why we are, and to know that we'll never have anything greater than ourselves. It is our now moment to care, to be in the light and the truth and the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the redemption and salvation of a fallen humanity, it is our time to stand as a resurrected people. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. This is Adama. So grateful and so thankful to have this opportunity. For those of you who are tuning in, that's for the very first time, I welcome you. And for those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm the regular producer and host of the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and deal specifically with the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, our being realigned, reattuned, restored, and revitalized, revivified, and made whole in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is absolutely supreme, ever present, all pervasive, filling all spaces, constitutes all there is as existence itself, and it is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody everywhere, regardless of what form it may take. And so we are challenged with the responsibility of respecting it, honoring all orders of existence as points of it, and consciously caring to meet the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence as a result of following those who have been out of alignment, those who have been in the progression of errors, those who have taken and made it their responsibility to give us an orientation as to what success is in life without taking into consideration what the purpose in existence upon the planet actually is. So as a result of us seeing the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, disenfranchisement, and all of the other discontent, dissatisfaction, and all of that disfrequency, we have to come to a point and place where we're remembering that we each are these points of an absolute and supreme presence, and it is our blessing to be living in such an auspicious moment where the systems of men, the governments of men, those ones who are doing all they possibly can to have a stronghold of oppression against the planet, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creatures, and all of the populace, from the blackest black to the whitest white, we are all under a progressive system of disempowerment, and having the opportunity to transcend, transform, and transmute it all towards serving our greater good, because sometimes it takes us to be uncomfortable. It takes us to get to a place in space where we are fearing for our lives, get to a point in place where we've been diagnosed and prognosed and all of that, to the degree to which we are not going to sit still for being on medications for the rest of our lives, or understanding that we have options. And the options that we have are to really take the time to be completely cleared of the violations, the resentments, the anger, the frustration, the madness, the fixation, and all of this energy that has put us in a place where it becomes extremely difficult to be mad and going through all of that, and then at the same time appreciating the blessedness of being. It's very difficult to really be in our faith and our confidence and our joy and our thanksgiving, our rejoicing, our celebration of life when we're angry and frustrated and not feeling well, you understand? And so because there is a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and that sickness, illness, disease, and whatnot, and death, a multi-trillion dollar business and global economy, then we have to come to a point and place we will no longer participate. No longer participate in feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of things and the pus and mucus of cows and goats and lambs and all of this stuff that people are in the business of killing, in the business of undermining, in the business of making sure that death comes to our neighborhoods, and that we have all manners of opportunities on a daily basis to consume that which has no substance, that which has no vitamins, no minerals, nothing that the body needs, and then it be marketed to us by those who look like us. And we're in a place and space where we realize that it is delusional to think that there is some prosperity when you are undermining your cells. It's delusional to think that there is some prosperity at the detriment of other ones. It is delusional to think that being designed by an absolute and supreme intelligence, and our have accepted that there is law that says that we shall not kill, and that killing is a major violation. It is delusional to think that the intelligence of existence would make it then necessary for us to feed off the carcasses of dead animals in order to be a healthy people. And so we now are having to understand that even though it has been the way of generations does not mean that it is the right way or the correct way, or we would not have descended into such depths of hellaciousness in terms of the violation, the entrapment, the being in a place and space where people cannot control themselves. Men cannot control their passions, their lusts. They feel as though they have the right to have sex with children, both male and female, their own children, even at that. So we have to understand that there's something seriously wrong for pornography and sex and slavery and all of this stuff to be so heavily indulged in to the degrees of generating millions and millions of dollars. You understand? So that's the evidence of its spiritual impoverishment, that we are generating so much money off of unhealthy appetites and desires and lusts and passions that are not in anybody's best interest, that scar people for their entire lives, that put us in a place and space where we, instead of being entrusted to create healthy ones, whether our ones or other ones, it's all one in terms of each of us being these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that it should be our intention to be supremely intelligent and to be able to function in the ideal of who we are as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that our responsibility is to provide protection for our children. Protection against all manners of issues directly, not to be the first point of offense against them. You understand? Not to be in a place and space where we have shown that we cannot be trusted, whether it's as teachers or preachers or ministers or whatever. We are seriously in need of a new mind, a new thought, the higher thoughts that allow us to create a greater health, a greater wealth, a greater well-being everywhere that we are. And so as we are maturing and having the opportunity to face squarely the consequences of our patterns of thinking, acting, our habits, our addictions, and all of that, then we are coming to that place of decision where it's our now moment to decide, what do we really want with our living? What do we want with our lives? What should be our contribution in this life? And to know that we've all come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, but also knowing that there is an intention to make sure that we are not getting off the planet alive. And people have said, well, you know, nobody gets out of here alive. You understand? And I'm saying, well, we should be getting out alive because we came to the earth as living beings. We should leave as living beings. We should not be dying in the realm of eternity. We are upon a planet that is in flotation and rotation within this universe and this solar system. And we are traveling in eternity already. And that intelligence that blazes the sun and has the world spinning is the same intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. So there's no reason for us to have accepted that we cannot be healed, that we cannot be whole, that the only thing that we can do is accept more poisoning through the sorcery of pharmacology and being in a place where we can be only be complicit and complacent with our own oppression and undoing by continuing to feed appetites and lusts and passions that undermine our degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness, that put us in a place where ungodliness is the disorder of this day, when we should be functioning in the order and in the harmony of who we truly are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to have our body temples completely purified and consecrated so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned in our temples as our absolute reality. There is no wealth. There is no richness that is greater than the wealth and the richness of being in alignment with who we are. And that's why we were told to know the truth, and the truth makes us free. The truth that we each are these points of this absolute and supreme presence, and to be supremely present puts us in a place and space where we can align ourselves with the opulence and the abundance and the wealth and the infinity of possibilities, and tap into that which allows us to hear what we need to hear and to receive the emanations and the inspirations and that which allows us to be motivated to exalt a full effort and a full life's urge to do that which is truly in our own best interest, to know how to respond correctly and directly in any now moment, and to realize that all of the things and situations and circumstances are temporary. They're passing. They're nothing permanent. So that as we align ourselves with the permanence, with the unchanging, with the everlasting, with the absolute and the eternal, and assume our rightful place and position upon the thrones within our temples, our bodies that have been completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that we're made whole. This is how we have leverage over a system that is satanic and demonic and Luciferian, is in a right alignment, the right use of, and the right mind that allows us to remember that man can't create anything greater than who and what we already are, but that we also have the opportunity to tap into the divine mind to be able to create that which is truly a blessing unto all, and to be a blessing unto all, and to have that desire is what is needed in this now moment in order to regain our footing on a planet that is spinning in space, that we're already immersed in such an absolute reality that is so phenomenal, unbelievable, that is beyond anything that we could possibly create ourselves. And to be points of creation and have creation itself be so phenomenal, then we ourselves would have to be phenomenal. You understand? Beyond the phenomenon, but be in a place and space where we are walking in our awesomeness, in our creativity, in the dynamic expression and vivid self-representation as to the truth of who we are as these points of absolute and supreme presence. And to realize that when we're stressed out, when we are literally in a place and space where we become self-destructive because we're stressed out, a lot of the stress is because we are nutritionally deprived, that we have been fed that which is deficient, that which has no substance, that which has not facilitated a greater optimum cellular functioning or optimum electromagnetic energy with us, so that love can truly be anchored in every fiber of our being. We are in a now moment that requires us to really, really care to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified. The realization that we have one real eye that truly sees, and that our purification allows for the realignment so that we're seeing as the eye of that which we refer to as God. And not only are we seeing as the eye of God, we are able to think with the mind of God, to have the conscious care to do the work of God, to be vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, its truth, its peace, its poise, its power, and its potency. And that there is nothing that we can do that is greater, so that if we aspire towards having money, it's fine to have money. We don't mind the money. The money's all right. But the issue is not to have love, not to have care, not to have a conscious understanding, an understanding as to what the purpose of being on the planet is, in knowing how to invest in ourselves and ourselves, and to do that which allows us to truly accelerate and expedite our clearing, cleansing, disease reversal, so that we get a chance to really live our lives fully and to live full lives without sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, violation, and all of that, but to be a glory into the lineages that we represent, to lay a stronger foundation, to walk a stronger walk on behalf of all of those who've come before us, to consciously care, to be committed to making a difference and living in the light of the truth directly, so that we are not enslaved to anything, anybody, for any reason at any time. And it's all right to be all right. It's all right to accept correction. It's all right to be filled to overflowing with a passion and a love for life, a hunger and a thirst for potency and power, so that we are able to truly create the systems of liberation to counter the systems of oppression, to understand that that is duty, obligation, and responsibility in this now moment. And those who have a minimal mind, those who feel as though they are entitled to suppress and oppress and to undermine, to poison, to modify our behavior with all of these additives and artificial this and artificial that, and these dyes and chemicals and stimulants and hormones and such that are permeating that they call food, you understand, we have the responsibility and the right to raise completely up. We have the right to set a new precedent and to be the new leadership on behalf of all of those who took responsibility to come to light but did not know of a surety that there is no way to really prosper when we are not understanding the divinity of how to feed ourselves. You cannot feed the way that the slave master eats and be a free people. You can't feed the way that those who are murderers, liars, and thieves, usurpers, and bastardized, you can't have the same habits that these ones have and be a free people. You can't think that because they have acted as if they are the gods of the universe, that we should be following them when they're leading everybody straight to hell, and that in order to be certified and licensed and degreed to facilitate and profit off of the hellaciousness that they're creating, that we are doomed to destruction because we're following those ones. We have the right to be corrected. We have the responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment, and to know that that is what we're being called to do. But to try to celebrate the lives of those who had no commitment to living is a true fallacy. I mean, it's like, okay, well, go right ahead. But the issue is this. If everybody decides that it's okay to be killing themselves, to anesthetize, inebriate, intoxicate themselves, and stuff themselves to their stuff like freaking turkeys, can hardly move. You understand? And then think that the little bit of stuff that they did in terms of maintaining a job and paying bills and stuff substantiated their whole life. We worked ourselves to death, ate ourselves to death, and whatnot, and think that that's successful living. It is not. We can do better. And we should want better for ourselves. And we should want better for our children. And there's a greater glory that we should be walking into, the glory of the lineages that we represent. And yes, we have seen the destruction. We've seen the devastation. We've seen the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, and all of the things that our parents and our grandparents are dealing with, and all of our loved ones. But we have opportunity to be completely healed from all of it by accepting the responsibility of cleansing. And it's necessary. But to be in a place where you're consistently making excuses for why you will not do what is in your own best interest and consciously develop a care to do it expeditiously. Well, you know, sister, it takes some time. It's a process. Well, the process of what's not taking some time is the formation of the cancer that's already there. And then by the time you get diagnosed and whatnot, then they just want to shoot you up with more poison and whatnot, and then try to discourage you from doing anything that makes sense. You understand? But where we are now is that we have to understand that the systems of medicine and pharmacology and psychiatry and all of these ones that have been educated and profess to know how to assist really don't. They are just as much impacted and affected by a global initiative of depopulation and genocide as a result of being fed garbage when they were children also, as a result of going through and matriculating through all of the echelons of education that allowed them to be certified and licensed and degreed to do what they do and putting Band-Aids on cancers that they do not have enough love to tell the truth and do not have enough love to seek the truth, do not have enough love to seek answer and solution by going directly to God. Yes, these professional ones have stopped asking, they've stopped knocking, they've stopped seeking, they stopped applying themselves to God's way because they are so entrenched in the ways of wickedness that is man's way. And God is in a place where we just, you know, we're glib about our right to be wrong. You understand? We don't want to be in the divinity of ourselves. We are all right with being out of order. We're all right with being sick. You're all right with being oppressed and suppressed and depressed and whatnot. And just we prefer to be popping pills and then getting dissatisfied because of all of the repercussions and the side effects of popping those pills. So you'll pop other pills. And I'm just saying, you might as well just take a gun and blow your freaking brains out if you don't want to truly live. Why play with it? Why be working and hustled and stressed and all of this just to come to a point where you're gonna die anyway? So I'm just saying, let's make a decision to live our lives, to be a glory unto that which beats our hearts and breathes us, and to know that right now we need to switch courses. We cannot just be following people blindly who have already shown that they create blindness, deafness, dumbness. You understand? Brittle bones and all of the issues that we're all dealing with as a result of being poisoned all of our lives. And just because we didn't die right away did not mean that it was not the road to death. And because we're already in the realm of eternity, then we should be in a place and space mentally and spiritually where we are really having the thought of what is this whole issue of existence and the continuation in existence that we should be aspiring to. And you take your right to die so seriously that you are not exalting a full effort to live fully. And so I'm the one that is encouraging us to really get real about what's real. And the real is that we're already in the realm of eternity. The real is that we're animated, enlivened by that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. The real is that we can create by virtue, and we are creating by virtue of what it is we're taking the time to see, what it is we're taking the time to vision, what it is we are saying into ourselves repetitively, consistently over time, that we are creating a tragic date with fate upon the path of adulteration, or we are exalting a care to walk off that path onto the path of maturation, where the seed of divinity that is and should be growing and unfolding and cultivated and nourished and whatnot as the root of us, the spark of us, that we're becoming brilliant in the light of supreme intelligence, that we are undaunted, unthwarted in our wholehearted desire to be radiant in the love of life, the light that is the truth, and to be all that we are is these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to transcend all of the lines of demarcations and separateness and divisiveness, to realize that the cosmic conformity is the cosmic diversity, that we're all our own unique selves, and we're all a part of this divine and absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And it has gifted us with so much of itself, and it is surrounding us. We are dwelling in its presence. There is nothing that can keep it away from us, because it is us. We are having this now moment to really, really think about how beautiful we are and how divine it all is. And knowing that we have been in low places before, we have been in places that we didn't know the next moment, but we have all experienced degrees of salvation. We've all experienced degrees of grace and protection. We all have something to give thanks for, and to be able to count our blessings, and to come to a point and place where we commit our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls to being whole, to know that we don't have to be suffering anymore, that we can do what's in our own best interest and facilitate the clearing, the cleansing, the purification of our body temple, so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned, and we are literally creating the blood of Christ as our reality, so that that intelligence that we each are, that spirit that we each are, is charged upon a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, nothing artificial, but we are truly charged in the light of the truth and freed by it. It's a glorious moment. It's a powerful moment. It's a now moment of eternity, and we have the opportunity to decide how we will go forward and how we will go forth in this now moment. And I'm the one to encourage you to accept the divinity of existence and to do what's in your own best interest consistently, daily, over time. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.